The moving company I mentioned in that last piece used a box truck, like others used by day for delivering goods. But in New York and San Francisco, they've been given new life as creative outlets. Artists and performers have set up mobile installations and carnival-like attractions inside them. The gatherings are called Lost Horizon Night Markets. One was held recently in the Bay Area, and John Kalish sent this report.
In a desolate industrial section of West Oakland, 20 box trucks arrive before sundown. A couple of cargo trailers are parked on a street that is home to an abandoned cement factory. When this Lost Horizon night market is in full swing, a bunch of sideshows and art environments will comprise what is essentially an open party for adults in a public space. Attorney Michael Burstein is the self-described cat herder-in-chief for the San Francisco night markets.
We're probably in violation of a variety of parking ordinances. I'm sure that some of the attendants will show up and have open containers, which is illegal in San Francisco or in Oakland. And I'm sure that there will be a variety of minor infractions.
Burstein is right about the open containers. Many in the crowd of 700 swig from bottles of wine or small stainless steel flasks. Invitations to these night markets are spread by word of mouth. People are asked not to publicize them on mailing lists, blogs, or via social networking channels. People are wandering from one box truck to another parked along the dark city block. The best little box truck in West Oakland has swinging saloon doors, a bar that serves sarsaparilla, and several bales of hay to cushion the fall off a mechanical bull with a bunny head on it. The entertainment at this inner-city carnival is a bit unusual. For those who enjoy destroying breakable objects, there's the smash truck. Inside this small box truck is a woman with a cigarette clenched between her lips. She wears a welder's mask and thick suede welder's gloves as she smashes a computer and a plastic rocking horse to bits. There's a plexiglass panel protecting onlookers from debris as the woman wails away with a hammer.
It's a good time, yeah. So a little bit of aggression goes a long way.
There's something for everyone at the Lost Horizon Night Market. If you don't want to vent aggression, you can hang out at a cozy campfire inside a truck with a hole in its roof. David Martin, a mechanical engineer at Stanford and a member of an art group called the Department of Spontaneous Combustion, presides over a fire pit improvised from a wash tub.
S'mores and sausage, huh?
Well, what else do you do with a campfire? Does anybody want a sausage?
Is this meat?
This is meat. That is burnt marshmallow.
The installation artists who participate in the Lost Horizon night market rent their box trucks for $150 for the day and deck them out with outlandish props that transform them into vehicles of fantasy.
Blaster.
Inside one, there's a speakeasy where Katie McGee strums a ukulele and her sidekick, Absinthia, pours a potent green fermented beverage. McGee wears a corset, fishnet stockings, and a black feather boa as she leads the crowd in a bawdy song sing-along.
He ain't too smart, but he gets things done. He's a long-tongued, double-jointed son of a gun. He's read the Kama Sutra 26 times, and he wears my panties on Tuesday nights.
It's kind of like creating a secret city within the city.
That's Mark Krawchuk, one of the co-creators of the night market concept, which originated in Brooklyn in 2009.
It's like coming to the small town neighborhood that we all have virtually through emails and through news groups, and this is actually a physical manifestation of it, but mobile and temporary.
At these events, the entertainment tends towards the conceptual and avant-garde. On this night, one of the box trucks is a dream library where empty bottles hold small scrolls with dreams written on them. Another, the Notional Clearinghouse, encourages visitors to dispose of their notions.
The movie you will never film, the book you will never write, the product you will never sell. Get it out of your head, into our cabinet, gone from your cranium, and away you will go, satisfied and ready to fill it up with other things.
Hi. How are you doing tonight? Welcome to Mac and Attitude.
You might only come for one, but you're going to get both.
Mac and Attitude is a 10-seat diner inside a box truck, complete with U-shaped counter covered with a checkered tablecloth.
My name is Anita. Employee of the month, 4 months. We've been operating now for 47 years, family-owned business.
Of course, the Mac and Attitude Diner serves only one dish, macaroni and cheese.
We got 2 types tonight, one for the carnivores, one for the Vegemites. You know, they're all over San Francisco.
Whether she's a Vegemite or a carnivore, Lisa Berger of San Francisco enjoys this scene.
I feel like I'm at a carnival for adults. You'll see everyone running around and playing and acting like they're 5 years old again.
A Lost Horizon night market is being planned for Detroit, and organizers say that these box truck parties may surface in Portland, Boston, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.
This is Weekend Edition. From NPR News, I'm Leanne Hansen.